celebrating micro, small and medium enterprises right here. Tali ke saath business ki baat.
Heartiest greetings of the day to you and welcome back to Tali ke saath business ki baat, where conversations pave the way for revolutionary ideas to take over. I'm Niharika with you and I bring you another exciting conversation with another exciting entrepreneur. You know, I personally feel that nothing can stop an idea whose time has come. So on today's episode, we'll uncover the journey of Fisher Pumps Private Limited, which is a unique organization, and we'll get to know why and how that is. And also what a pleasure it is to be in conversation with Mr. Parthiban Ramaswamy, who's the driving force behind his company. He's the managing director of Fisher Pumps. Welcome to the conversation, sir. Welcome to the podcast and thank you so much for spending your time with us this evening.
Thank you very much, Niharika. It's a pleasure and I'm glad to be in this conversation with you today.
I think we should begin at the starting point. You know, would you like to share the journey of Fisher Pumps with us and also how did you get into this business?
Yeah, this is a family business. My father started this company in the year 1967. He along with his three brothers in the name of Sharp for making water pumps. So we were pioneers in manufacturing water pumps. Then later on, I joined the organization in the year 1993. And then we, you know, this division called Fisher Pumps Private Limited was spun off from the main unit. And then we started manufacturing water pumps. And then we got into manufacturing very unique water treatment RO plants, very, very compact in size, one of its kind in the country. So RO plants was our main specialized products that we were manufacturing. And then in between, this COVID created a definite disturbance in our existing business. And we were sitting at home for some time and then we said, okay, let's do something for the COVID economy. I always wondered that, you know, the doctors are doing their part to fight the COVID. And what can we as an engineers, what can we do to handle this COVID? Are we just going to sit back inside the home because of the quarantine and all the restrictions? So that is when we looked at some products which will give some protection to the doctors or some way we can control. Because, you know, we are from the engineering side, so we do not know anything about vaccine and those kind of sort of things. So I was looking at some engineering weapons to combat the COVID. Then we identified actually two products. One was the air purifier. The second one was the powered air respirator for the doctors.
So that's a very noble thought, sir, you know, putting science to good use when you said that we as engineers didn't want to sit at home and we wanted to do our own bit and we wanted to help the COVID economy in our own way. So I would also like to know this, you know, COVID times have seen an increase in the manufacturing of PPE kits and many competitors entering the market. So what makes AirPro, which is your product, which is Fisher Pumps product, what makes AirPro unique and preferred?
See, with PPE and all that, there is still a chance that, you know, the virus can get in through the openings of the PPE dress. But here, what this AirPro does, it actually keeps the face of the doctor under a positive air pressure. So air would never enter from outside to the face. Air would only leak from the inside of the face mask to outside. So the whole face is covered and there's air inside this face mask at a higher pressure than the outside pressure, number one. Number two, the air quality, what is blown into the mask, is a very, very high quality compared to the N95 mask. N95 mask, at best, we read that it will give about 90% purification. But whereas we are using P100 filters, which is 99.97% purification. So the air is sucked by the equipment through these P100 filters with 99.97% purity air, filtered air. And one more very, very important factor is the fogging of his spectacles doesn't happen. When you use a normal mask, when doctor is operating a patient or he is doing some critical procedure, there is always this problem of, you know, the fogging of the spectacles. I think powered air respirator is a great gift for doctor to actually, you know, go very near to the patient. Even a COVID patient can cough on his face, breathe heavily, the doctor would still be protected to a very, very high level of protection.
I can quite agree with that, sir. And your product also seems technologically very robust, you know, with all the practical points that you mentioned, for example, the fogging of the spectacles. I think that's a very practical problem that a lot of doctors face, which brings me to my next question. So I want to know if the product is meant for just industrial use, you know, in hospitals or maybe in an environment as such, where you're interacting with a number of individuals, or can this also be used by individual doctors or dentists or ENTs in their private clinics too, considering that both these places, whether a hospital or a clinic, both of these are quite different in terms of environment?
Well, I was actually speaking to a doctor, a dentist. He was mentioning to me that this product has to be made mandatory for all dentists, because leave alone the COVID, I'm sure there are a lot of other types of viruses, bacteria and fungus in the air. When doctors, whoever have to go in very close proximity to the patient, the ENT doctors, the intensivists, you know, who have to actually incubate the patient with the ventilator tubes and all that, they say there's always a chance of the patient coughing. So whichever discipline of the doctor specialty, wherever they have a close proximity with the patient, I think this product is has to be made a mandatory product. Because it provides a great degree of protection to the doctor, because he sees multiple patients who come to him with the different kinds of infections, different kinds of diseases. So, I would say any doctor who has a need to have a close proximity, even gynecologists. Apart from the medical industry, this product is also useful in industrial environments like people who are doing welding, woodworking, where there's a lot of wood dust, in the cement industry, in chemical industry, where they get a lot of dust, in cracker industry, where, you know, again, there are a lot of chemicals in use.
I was wondering about the demand for this product. So, you know, ever since COVID has now, it's now becoming a thing of the past, I would say. It's still there, but it's still receding. So has that affected the demand for this product in any way? And also, if a new entrant wants to come into the market, will they be able to make a mark for themselves?
Yeah, it's a very good observation and very good question, Niharika. Even during the peak of COVID times, many doctors were reluctant to buy this product. They were still waiting to watch what happens, will the pandemic end in a month or two, should I buy this product, should I not buy this product, in spite of knowing that the product is going to save them, save their life. Even then, we saw a lot of reluctance from the doctors to go for this product. So you can imagine at these times when the fear factor is gone, definitely the demand of this product has come down drastically low. Having said that, I look at it in a different perspective that, you know, okay, now we have the new windows of segments where we can promote this product. That is one. Second, this gives a little more extra time and room to fine tune and develop this product even better. For example, now we were looking at a product which is lighter in weight. So now we have the time. Now we can work on it, we are working on it, to make the product a little lighter. Now having given one batch of products in the market, now we can see what are the feedback. So now those kind of feedbacks, now we have the time to fix it. Your question will be more worrisome if we had really developed this product for an economical reason, for a financial sales profit intention, then this question would have really bothered me more.
I think that's some great insight for entrepreneurs who wanting to enter into this space, because that kind of tells us how the economics of a PPE kit or a PPE equipment really works. And thank you so much for that answer. So it's now time for a short break on this podcast. We'll be back soon. So don't you go anywhere.
So one quick tip for small business owners is to take advantage of technology, automate bookkeeping and minimize workflow processes with a business management software you trust. That way, you'll be able to have more time to focus on moving your company forward. For more such tips on managing small businesses efficiently, tune into our podcast.
Your very own MSME Success Story Show. Tali ke saath, Business Ki Baat.
Welcome back to our conversation where we are talking to Mr. Parthiban Ramaswamy, who's the Managing Director of Fisher Pumps Private Limited. And so far, we've had quite an interesting conversation with him about his product, AirPro, which is personal protective equipment. And it had seen an emergence in the time of COVID. So there's one area that we still haven't touched upon in your entrepreneurial journey and about the product also. Talking about failures are an intrinsic part of the journey to success, be it in any field. Right. So would you want to talk to us about the failures that you encountered and how did you overcome those setbacks?
As I said to you at the beginning, we did not have a product. I have not even seen a product of this kind before. I have not even touched it, felt it, seen it work, nothing. We could only see some pictures in the internet, what other brands have been doing, and what are the specifications of this product, and what it should do, what it must do, how it should perform, what are the parameters it should deliver. So those are the input specifications we had to work with when we started, when we decided that we will develop this product. Designing a product, developing a product, and R&D work, it cannot be a one-time effort. You don't develop a product only one time in your life. This final product which we took came out to the market with, I remember that this was the sixth prototype. I had to scrap five prototypes. Only the sixth prototype was ready to go to the market because all the previous prototypes, one way or the other, had some kind of a shortcoming, some kind of a difficulty in manufacturing. And we didn't know anything about batteries. So we had to learn about batteries. We didn't know how long it will last, how to enhance the operational time of the battery. So all these things we have to learn, incorporate it into the product, and it should be light, and it should be made easily. Even if the battery will last for about 4 to 5 hours, and if the doctor wants, we should make it such a way the battery can be swappable with another one. So each one, posed a challenge, and we had to come across every hurdle. So I would slightly rephrase your question, which would be, more than the failures, I would put myself a question: how many iterations did I go through? Because if you use the word failure, it will demotivate an entrepreneur or a developer.
Just the way Thomas Alva Edison put it, that I haven't failed, I've just found 10,000 ways that don't work. And that's the classic saying that came to my mind when I was listening to you. So now I think I should talk to you about the policies governing PPE equipment and its manufacturing. Were you aware of the pre-existing policies that the government has in this area? And also, have they seen a change post the emergence of COVID?
I think with respect to powered air respirators, there were nobody who were manufacturing this product in India. So this product was governed by a regulation which is in the US, NIOSH. They had the directive for this product. So what we had to do is we worked with that directive. Based on that, we developed the product. So some of the component that we have used, the critical component that we have used, we made sure that we use NIOSH approved components. So that was what we could at best do at this limited time. There was absolutely no time, to send the product to the US, and I don't know how long they will take to give us the approval and get it back and all those things. So what we made sure was we used all critical parts that were NIOSH approved products. So that was the biggest confidence giving parameter for us to sell the products to the doctors.
Right, sir. Right. I understand totally. And we're almost coming to the end of our conversation on this podcast. Before I let you go, we would love to know about your mission and vision for the future. Where do you see Fisher Pumps in the next, say, 5 years or maybe 10 years?
See, we want to be a specialist company. Whatever we do, we have to be a specialist. We don't want to be a product company. And all our products, even today, all the products that what we make, there is no similar product in the country. So this is again, we always look at when we select and manufacture a product, our product should be very unique in the country. And now what we are doing is we are working on expanding our market. We are reaching out to geographical other regions. Even out of country, we have been participating in exhibitions, taking the product and displaying the product out of India. And so now we have a basket of products. Now we have the RO plant, we call the air bar, the air purification system, we have water sterilizing Having said that, we want to make sure that we have a range of product which provides a healthy bottom line as we strive to get a higher top line. So this is our aim.
It's quite beautifully put, sir. Thank you so much for your time on this podcast. And it's now time for us to take your leave. Thank you so much for sharing your inspiring story with us of doing our best when the world needs us the most. You know, your vision and your mission of helping out, of not just watching from the sidelines when COVID hit. I think that was truly inspiring for all of us. And we'll see you soon. You take care. We'll be back soon with another interesting conversation on Tally Ke Saath Business Ki Baat. This is me, Niharika, signing off.
Thank you. Thank you, Niharika.
Celebrating micro, small and medium enterprises right here. Tally Ke Saath Business Ki Baat.